Children being held in detention on Christmas Island have told a Human Rights Commission inquiry that it's like hell in the centre. The Commission was making its first visit to a detention facility as part of its national inquiry into children in detention. At the same time, a judge in Papua New Guinea is facing opposition from the government as he tries to investigate conditions in the Manus Island detention facility. Lexi Metherill has our report.
After struggling to get information from the Immigration Department about the well-being of children in detention, the Australian Human Rights Commission launched a national inquiry into the matter. That gives it significant powers, including access to detention centres. The Commission has just held its first visit to a detention centre as part of the inquiry, spending a week on Christmas Island. The Commission's President, Gillian Triggs, says the children there told them that the place was hell.
The overwhelming sense is of the enormous anxiety, depression, mental illness, but particularly developmental retardation. The children are stopping talking. You can see a little girl comes up to you and she's just staring at you but won't communicate.
Professor Triggs says most of the 315 children who were there had been detained for between 6 to 8 months. She says many of the drawings the children gave them depicted prisons.
These children are actually identifying themselves by their numbers, not by their names, which is shocking in itself. This is a very typical picture where they are asking for freedom, they're asking for help, and they perceive themselves as being behind bars and in prison. And this theme is repeated over and over again.
She describes the conditions at Christmas Island as inhumane.
To state the objective principles of law, as a matter of very clear international law, children should not be detained for anything more than what is absolutely necessary for health checks and security checks. These children are being detained in what are, on any analysis, prisons, on a remote island in shockingly hot, humid and difficult circumstances, in a way that cannot meet what you would imagine would be the standard at an international level.
The opposition's immigration spokesman is Richard Miles.
I think it is important that these inquiries are being undertaken, and I think those reports are concerning about the state of children at Christmas Island.
In Papua New Guinea, there's also a push to inquire into conditions in detention. A judge of the PNG National Court, David Cannings, launched a judicial inquiry into the Manus Island Detention Centre 3 weeks ago. Daniel Webb from the Human Rights Law Centre explains.
Ideally and usually, victims of human rights violations bring their case to the court. But what's happened is that the Australian government has gone to great lengths and great expense to keep asylum seekers beyond the reach of the legal system. So this inquiry takes the legal system to asylum seekers.
The PNG government has fought the inquiry, and on Friday, the higher Supreme Court issued a stay on it. Justice Cannings responded by establishing a second inquiry. Daniel Webb again.
The first inquiry was initiated by the court, and the court took it on notice that there were human rights concerns about what was happening on Manus. That's the inquiry that has been temporarily adjourned. The second inquiry relates to information that was specifically presented to the court by the lawyer for 75 asylum seekers on Manus. And the court has received that information and used it to commence a second inquiry.
And what is the ultimate power of the National Court? Could it actually shut down the Manus Island detention facility if it deems necessary?
These inquiries are incredibly powerful. It's hard to speculate exactly what the outcome of these proceedings may be. But, you know, these are the superior courts of a sovereign nation, and they're empowered to do all of those things that superior courts are empowered to do.
The federal government says it's been informed by the Papua New Guinean government about the Canning inquiry. A spokesman for the Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, says he supports the actions the PNG government considers necessary to take upon their own initiative, within their own sovereign jurisdiction and consistent with their own constitution. The opposition's Richard Miles.
It's obviously important that this is a facility that is run in a way which plays its part in terms of reducing the lives lost at sea, but it's also important that it's a facility that does provide safe secure, humane and dignified accommodation for people who are in it. And the best way to ensure that is transparency, and we have always been concerned about the lack of transparency which has been evident in the way in which the Abbott government has gone about managing its asylum seeker policy.
That's Labor's immigration spokesman Richard Marles, ending that report from Lexi Metherill.